Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. We're having a great visit with Holly Wade. Holly is the Director of Research and Policy Analysis for the NFIB. She's part of Bill Dunkelberg's team, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg's team over there at the NFIB, their economics division. And we've been talking about the index of small business optimism, the NFIB's index, which is legendary, which is the gold standard. And Holly, thanks again for being here. You may or may not know this, but I talk about the index all the time. It's very rare that I write anything that has anything to do with small business that I don't refer and attribute something to your index. So I want to thank you for the hard work you guys do.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you. He created something that is just the most amazing survey that measures the health of the small business economy, half of the economy. It's just incredible.
That's exactly right. So, he is Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. By the way, let's wrap up for us the index, and then I want to get real quickly into some of your other surveys that you've done. But I want to read this one line from your commentary, and I know that you wrote this. The small business economy continues to defy expectations. Tell us about that.
It sure does. So the third quarter of this year, there was a lot of talk about a recession. There was a lot of talk about, what's going to happen. This has been going on too long, the recovery, the expansion, the economic expansion. So it has to end at some point. Well, expansions don't die of old age. They die because something's going to happen. And so but everything, especially, thankfully, in D.C., with tax reform, with a deregulatory environment, things that are helping small business owners feel more confident in operating and growing their business is a great environment for them to
just deregulations, getting the government out of our way. The one thing that the Trump administration has done more than anything, in my opinion, it's a clinic on how to help small businesses. You don't have to help us so much; it's just don't hurt us.
Absolutely. I mean, when we talk to our members, and before 2016, one of their biggest problems was just the onslaught of regulations and those that they were confusing, that they didn't know how to comply with, that they didn't even know about. And so finding information about new things that might impact them, but then also all the regulations that were coming down the pike that were, that were intimidating and scary and scary because they knew that it was going to cost them a lot of money and a lot of time to try to figure out how to comply with it. For instance, the overtime rule and some of those, the Waters Act, all of those things impact many, many small firms. And, the biggest resource for a small business is the owner's time. And when they have to divert more of that time to complying with regulations, they can't run and operate their business. And
that's
so it's very difficult. And
exactly
the last
right.
4 years have been a sigh of relief for them.
It's just
certainly
been a clinic on what the economy can do if the government will just not hurt us, if they'll just get out of our way. So I want to shift over real quick. And you've done some other surveying. You surveyed small businesses about the trade policy with China, as I have done as well. And it's amazing. My research is not official. It's not technical and as good as yours. But it's amazing how our numbers are similar. The lion's share of your people, when you polled them on China trade policy, it was not an impact.
Yeah, so about 60% said that there's no impact with recent changes in trade policy with China, and about 32% that there was a negative impact. For the most part, it was marginal, is kind of somewhat negative impact.
Indirect, probably.
And then about 10% were significantly negatively impacted. And it kind of trends with the industries that you would suspect. So,
now that we're about to get a trade deal with them, we're looking forward to hearing what people say after that.
Absolutely.
Holly, will you come back? You did a great job today.
Thank you. I would absolutely come back. This has been wonderful to talk about the small business economy.
We love having you here. You want to give us a website quickly, please?
Sure, NFIB.com, and you can visit our index and all the research that we've been doing over the last many, many years.
All right, so check it out. Holly Wade, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingham. I got to go for this hour. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.